Hey, everybody. This is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man. I'm Rhonda Farr, your host. And today, I want you to tell me how much you are worth. If a friend or somebody in your company asked you this question, would you know what they meant? Would you know how to answer? Most of you probably would. You would probably assume that they're asking you how much money you have in the bank, how much your business might be worth to you if you sold it. That's not what we're talking about today, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I want to be very clear on this podcast. I am not demonizing successful men or successful people in general. I think it's wonderful. I think there is a lot of fun in growth and finding success. I think there's a lot of fulfillment and joy in creating a business, in creating something that you are passionate about, or perhaps something that you're really, really talented at. So first and foremost, we are not poo-pooing on your actual success in the world as far as finances go or accolades or your talents. That's all wonderful. However, I do want to highlight a different kind of worth. And I want you to be honest with yourself and really tap into if you know how to answer this question of worth. If we take away the accolades, if we take away the bank account, if we take away the talents and the skill set that have led you to where you are. Most of the time when I ask my clients this, they're often really confused. I think they get the concept of worth and value, but it is so hard for them to know what on earth their worth could be if it isn't tied to work, accolades, talents, bank accounts, all the things. Have you yet taken the time to think about this question for yourself? If you were stripped of all of it and you were sitting alone with none of your things, none of your talents, none of your skills, do you still have worth? Take a moment. Really think about this. Do you still have your worth? Are you still of value to the world? Why or why not? This might be a hard question for some of you to answer also because of the way you judge others who you deem maybe not as skilled, not as talented, maybe not contributing to society. Maybe they're actually taking more from society from your vantage point than they're giving. It might be really difficult if your eye is set to judge people in a lesser position in that way. Really be honest with yourself. What is left of you as a human in the world when you can't contribute all the money and finances to your family? You're not paying all the taxes to society. Some of you might be triggered by that in the opposite direction, but just go with me here. If you are sitting alone without any of it, do you know how to find your worth? Now, most of my clients will say, I get what you're saying, but what does that even mean? So I want you to think about this concept just for a moment that might help you solidify what we're talking about in your mind, and then we'll ask the question again. So I want you to think about, first of all, one of your children, or maybe if you don't have children, a niece or a nephew, or maybe just a baby that you've seen in the grocery store. And I want you to look at them and think about crying, pooping their pants, like a constant leech of time and effort and emotional security they're taking from everybody. Does that baby have worth? Does your baby have worth? Really think about that for a minute. And perhaps even pause to say, to ask yourself why. Is it because that you know they're going to grow into a more contributing member of society? Well, guess what? Sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not. We don't know what those babies are going to grow up to be. Heaven forbid, maybe we lose that baby before they become a contributing member of society. If we knew, I have friends, I myself have lost a child in infancy. If we know that that baby's never going to grow up to be a contributing member of society, does it still have worth? Why or why not? What are your feelings toward that small child or that baby? Okay, now I want you to pretend you're thinking about this small child, whether it's your own or somebody else's child. They grow up from a baby and they're 5 years old. Do they still have worth? Not contributing much to society yet. Probably give some cute sticky hugs and also wreak havoc on the house, but why or why not? Okay, now let's really challenge you a little bit. We've got a 13 or 14-year-old child, maybe more mouthy. Maybe they're taking even more. Their clothes cost more. Their school functions cost more. Maybe they're more taxing emotionally in the way that they talk back, all the things. Are they valuable? Why or why not? You know where I'm going with this, right? Now let's make that child 20 years old. Maybe they're about to go to college and maybe get married and ask you for money or help with that. Insurance, cell phones, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Do they have worth? Most of them probably aren't contributing a ton to society yet. Okay, keep going. 30, 40 years old. When does a human lose their worth? You tell me. I want you to see if you can think about yourself as a baby, as a small child. Do you have a picture in mind? Maybe one that your parents have shown you a lot. Maybe one that was funny to you. Maybe you had a funny haircut or funny teeth. Think of yourself in that picture. Do you have worth at that age? Before you have become the person you are today, before you develop these skill sets and these talents? Why or why not? What created your worth? Did you lose it somewhere along the way? Maybe you think you did. Where did you lose it? Take a moment to think about that. Are you valuable if you don't have the things that you have now? Now, why is this important to you and your relationships? Why is this important to the intimacy that you want to experience at home and with your wife? The more you can accept all parts of yourself and find value in your humanity alone, the less you will need to prove to everyone else and the less you're going to have to prove to yourself now. Again, why does that matter in your marriage and your intimacy? The more value and worth you can feel without having to have external things validate you or without having to have your partner validate you and the relationship, the stronger both you and the marriage will become. The less your partner has to validate you, the more your partner gets to be herself. The more you get to accept who she really is, not try to force her into a box that will validate you and keep you feeling safe and secure in yourself, in your masculinity, and in the marriage as a whole. What do you think about that? Is that hard to hear? One of my clients said, I've been listening to your podcast and you're just saying it like it is in some areas. And I thought, man, I haven't even gotten to the hard stuff yet. He's like, yeah, you're just kind of slamming it down. If this feels difficult to conceptualize your worth and your value without your earnings, without your talents, I strongly encourage you to take some time alone, sometime in the next few days, and tap into that small child who had worth and see if you can find out that pivotal moment where all of a sudden you're like, oh no, he doesn't have that same value, that same goodness. I suspect that many of you won't be able to pin down a point, and that's okay. Maybe there's an idea of where you lost your worth along the way. Maybe it has more to do with, well, that small child had this potential, but somewhere along the way, they squelched that potential and then they didn't use it wisely or whatever. I mean, really think about that. If that feels true to you, it doesn't have to stay your truth. I want to say one more time, when you continue to need your partner's validation, you are sabotaging intimacy. I know you've heard me say this before if you've listened to my other episodes, but we can't overstate that when we have to control and manipulate and coerce others into seeing how great we are, they no longer get to choose us because we're trying to force them. And oh, by the way, it doesn't work because we are creating the opposite of what we want. Think about when somebody tries to force you to do anything. It doesn't work, right? If you don't have choice, you can't choose. And if you can't choose, then you're not going to feel that desire. And if she's not feeling desire on her own free will, you're not going to feel desired in return. We are sabotaging what we want most. All right, guys, if you want to learn more about me and find out more fun little tidbits and quotes and who I really am, go follow me on Instagram at rondafar_coaching. And as always, if you want to schedule a one-on-one call with me, go to my website, rondafar.com, and you will find a link to get on my calendar. We can chat for free and you can see if I can help you in your individual circumstances. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time.